Oh, he ran the ball well. Ran the ball very well. I think a lot of guys did some things well up front, especially the receivers. That's 2 weeks in a row now that we've had really good effort by our wide receivers, even on that touchdown run. Justin Blackman throwing a good block to spring him for the touchdown. But a lot of good things, the tight ends. I thought Mercedes was a big factor in the run game yesterday. And obviously, you know, when we had to put Montel in there to start, we had a big package with using the fullback. And when Greg went down on the first kickoff, kind of we were scrambling a little bit again there, because it's a trickle-down effect. When one guy gets hurt, the next guy that steps in is typically a special teams player, and in this case, you're one of your core special teams players. And I thought Montel came in and did a great job for us to get that drive going in limited reps. Obviously, no reps that are live lead plays on linebackers. I thought he did an outstanding job.
Mike, how hamstrung are you guys when you're so concerned with opposing pass rush and shuffling guys on the offensive line like you've done? How hamstrung are you offensively and what you can do keeping Mercedes in and keeping the guys in to chip and whatnot?
Tuesdays are a little longer. You know, we're just trying to make sure we're sound in what we're doing, that we don't expose anybody, and we just want to make sure that, you know, especially a game like yesterday, a Mathis who can totally change a game with one play, and he's a great player. I mean, he's a great player. Watching even the game against us, some of the things him taking Greg Jones on in those power plays, and you talk about a guy that, I mean, he's just a good player, and we just did not want him to wreck the game, and so it takes a little bit longer until we get up to speed with all our guys back in there. We're trying to do the best we can to put them in position to be successful. Well, it'll help not to drop balls. That helps. I don't know how much Blaine can do with that, but we've had drops since we've been here, and we got to do a better job of catching the football. That gets you into a little bit of a rhythm. It doesn't put you in second and tens where if you do throw it, you're throwing the ball down the field a little more. He missed some throws yesterday. He did, and he made some great throws. The consistency is definitely a must from everybody. But, you know, I think just to stand in there and make that last throw for that touchdown says a lot about the guy. We need it consistently for the entire game. And I think he's still – you know, he's a young – I'm going to keep saying he's still young at this position. He's got – each start's going to make him a better player. But there's a lot of things that he can do in his game, and we can help him across the board. That's protecting him better, including yesterday's game. That pocket's coming – closing down quicker than it should. We need a pocket to step up into more consistently, and we need to get open outside, and we need to get healthier. I mean, we just need to get our guys back, get them healthy. So a lot of those things may take place. It shows you what he's capable of doing. I mean, it just confirms that we have a guy that can make some of those throws. That throw, that's the same throw he hit Cecil on prior to the touchdown in Minnesota. You know, the pot play. That's a pinpoint throw it over the ear of a defender. And receiver got to be there type of throw. And, you know, he's made it twice now. And he's capable of doing those things. The thing about those throws is he was uncontested in the pocket. He had a nice, clean pocket to throw it. Guys were, you know, Cecil was where he was supposed to be on him. And good things happen when you got time to throw it and you're in the right spot. So it's just something that's a confirmation we can do some good things. We just aren't doing it consistently enough. I'm very happy for our team. Very happy for them. They've really played hard and done the things we've asked. We haven't played like we should, executing wise. But as far as plan, like we said together, I was happy that they got the win. You know, it was the thing about it was we can still play better. We can still do a lot of things better. But we were down 14-3 at halftime. It would have been very easy for us to just tank it in that locker room. Saw no signs of that. To come back and outscore them 19-3 in the second half on the road, that says a lot about our football team. I was very happy for them. They deserved a win. You know, they just deserved a chance to to win a game, and they did. Again, we found a way to win a game, and that's important in the NFL, that you find ways to win football games, however it be, however ugly people want to perceive it. We found a way to win, which is extremely hard to do in the National Football League.
What was Mr. Khan's reaction to when he's had a lot of success in his life, but that was his first
time? Oh, he's, yesterday we gave him the game ball, and he said, he goes, I'm usually not a man lost for words, but I was lost for words. He's been very supportive throughout this. I wanted to give him a game ball a week earlier at home. Obviously we failed to do that, but he was just very happy. He's very happy for the team. He again, like me, was disappointed with the way we started, but he was very happy for the win yesterday. And I was happy for him.